Hello, everybody, and welcome to the afternoon edition of the Meta Cafe. Of course, my name is Janet Hickox, and sitting with me here today in my own house is Londa,
Shamira.
Okay, yeah. We'll call her that today. And our guest with us this afternoon to talk about WESAC is Ameya Kumara.
Ameya Ma Kumara.
Hello, Ameya Ma. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. It's great to have you here.
Hello, Janet. Hello, Shamira. It's wonderful to be with you here.
I'm so excited. We were having a little bit of techno challenge, so I apologize for the lateness of our arrival. However, we are here now and we are ready to go. So why don't we first start by giving you an opportunity to introduce yourself to us, tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll launch into what WESAC is and what it is you wanted to share with us today about your program that you're offering.
Right. So hello, everyone. My name is Ameya Ma, and I'm a teacher and a mentor of the Divine University. And I've been on my spiritual path for quite a number of years and walking with the Divine University and building the momentum where we are now ready to go live and out into the world to offer our programs, to offer all that we have, sessions and divine assistance to souls who are on the path of seeking a deeper connection with themselves and each other. And I work with the Holy Mother, the Spirit of Love, and my work is all to do with supporting souls to open to a greater embodiment of love, to actually embody the love through our energy system, through our chakra system, to carry that frequency and gift it to the earth, give it to the Mother Earth and each other. And, of course, love heals everything. And love unites everything. Love brings us all back together again where there may be separation between us. So that's the essence of what I do with the Holy Mother. And, yeah.
Well, why don't you next tell us, I mean, it sounds like you have a vast background, a lot of different experiences, a lot of different things that you've been teaching.
Yes.
So tell us now how that relates to WESAC and this festival of Buddha, or I don't even know for sure what it is, and I'm not sure all my listeners do either. So maybe give us a little bit of background around what that is and what that means.
Yes.
And then
we'll
talk about the program that you're offering for WESAC.
Yes. So WESAC is a very special time on the earth where a great influx of light comes to the earth. And Buddha and the enlightened ones open a doorway to bless our world. Our world is in a time of great shift right now. And WESAC is an important occasion where we can receive a vast amount of light. And that only occurs once a year. And at this time, as we awaken to the light, we understand that we are a soul, that we are made of pure light, and that the light is our food. The light is our substance that we need because we are a soul living in this physical body. We are a soul made of pure light, living, inhabiting this physical body. So it is our soul's life here on the earth. And what does our soul need? Being a light being, we need the light. And so the enlightened ones, they manifest this grace. It's really a portal of grace. It's a doorway of grace where we can receive this incredible amount of light once a year and carry that light inside us for the rest of that year until WESAC occurs again. Now, what does that do for us? We use the light. Every time we think, every time we speak, every time we do anything, we're using our light. And when we don't have enough light, we get tired. We just don't have the energy because the light is the energy. And so at this time, we can open ourselves in such an incredible way. We can simply let go of our life. We can let go of everything, and we can give ourselves to this light, to receive it, to fill ourselves up. Now, WESAC, even though it's the doorway opens through the Buddha, it doesn't belong to Buddhists. It is a universal event. And anyone from any creed can open to this, because it doesn't belong to any religion. It even though it is celebrated by the Hindus and the Buddhists, it doesn't belong to them, but they understand it because they're more connected to the Buddha in the East than we may be in the West. Although there are so many Buddhists in our world now, Buddhism has spread so far and wide. But this influx of light is the blessing of WESAC. And it's been happening for generations, for millennia of time. But we are now awakening to this. And even people who don't know about WESAC, they have a dream. Some people dream about WESAC and that they were in this place and this incredible light came and they wake up the next day, or years later they read about WESAC and they know, I was at the WESAC in the light, in my dream state, and I received the light. So we can receive it in many ways, but we must receive it through our heart. And we must enter our heart to be in the light of our flame inside our heart, to be present at this time of the full moon to receive this. So it needs to be conscious. You need to say, yes, I would like to receive this. And through that, you do receive it, because the light comes for everyone, but to be open and conscious and know when it's occurring, because there is a real moment in time when it occurs. It occurs on the Taurus full moon, and it doesn't occur at any other time, and that can be any time in March, April, May, depends. But the Taurus full moon is when this event occurs universally. And it's a blessing for all of life.
Is there any particular connection to why it's the Taurus full moon?
I'm not sure about that. But what I would say is that is the highest potential astrologically, when the enlightened ones can work through the full moon, the power of the full moon, in the highest way, to give the highest service, to give the highest blessing. I don't know astrology myself, but that's what I would say about the Taurus full moon, that its energy carries the power for the delivery of this light in the highest way. That's how I would see it spiritually, yes.
It's just kind of fascinating to me that it happens at this particular time of year, because Taurus itself, or the Earth at the time that it passes through the Taurus window, is often more susceptible to asteroid strikes, to different earthquake and pressures that are on the Earth. There must be something about this time of the year that brings more energy into the path of the Earth. And I always thought it was in celebration of Buddha's birthday.
A lot of people do celebrate it as Buddha's birthday because they don't understand the deeper significance, but it is a celebration of light. And so Buddha represents that wisdom, that light of the divine. Buddha represents, the embodiment of light, you know, in his lifetime. That's what he did. And so what I would say around this time spiritually is that many are guided to go more deeper on the inner. It's a time when we slow down. It's a time, it's a deep time where we are in a phase of completing what we have met over the last year. And it's a time of rebirth. So on the exact moment of the peak of that full moon, it's the rebirth. The light comes to bless us for the coming year. And up until that time, we're resolving, we're completing, we're bringing everything back into harmony and unity so that we can begin a spiritual new year. So on the spiritual level, that is also the spiritual new year. And that's how the enlightened ones see it, as the beginning of a new spiritual year. Yeah.
And so the full moon this year is on May 19th, I do believe, at least here in the U.S., probably a day later for you all in Australia. So is it just celebrated in that one day, or is there a period of time through which we celebrate this return of the light?
Yes, the light starts to build 1 week before that peak moon, and 1 week after we can begin to receive that light for ourselves.
That's so cool. Now, and what can we do to prepare for this?
To prepare for this, we would sit down and we would reflect on the last year of our life, and we would honor all of our accomplishments, all that we've created, all of the beauty around us, and we would give thanks for everything around us that has been a blessing in our life. And we would also sit down and look at what has been our learning, what has been our challenge, where have we been stretched to grow, where have we incomplete relationships with others, where do we need to give our love to complete something and unite with something. Say, you know, we don't like our job and we absolutely do not like getting up in the morning and going to our job. And so that is a loose end. And so if I had a job like that, I would say, okay, this job is not serving my soul. This isn't fulfilling my soul. But I'm going to bless it because it's been bringing me the funds that I need to pay my bills, and I'm going to use my energy to give love to everyone and everything connected to that job so that I can feel okay that I have been going to this job every day. So that's just one example. So if we look at what is stretching us, we give energy to that and we bring it into our heart so we can feel whole with it, so we can feel one with it. Mm-hmm. And that way then we can enter the moment of the peak moon and receive the light, because if we've got incomplete energy, we're going to not be able to open fully because our heart's closed to something. So at WESAC, we need to open our heart to everything that we may have closed it a little to and feel good with everything in our life. And we need to find the way to do that. But at the WESAC 3-day WESAC event, we do that as a preparation for that ceremony. Yeah.
So tell us then what your 3-day ceremony is about, because this, you guys have a program that's already prepared for this particular celebration. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
So tell us about that, and how can people connect to that and be with you during this period of time?
Yes. So we have a 3-day event in New York, and it's available live stream as well. The first day of that event is a day of heart expansion and love, because the heart is our center. It's the center of our soul. So we need to be open in our heart We need to expand our heart to its widest capacity, because our heart is our receptive vessel. Our heart receives energy. Our being receives energy. And to open our energy, our heart must be open. So the first day we are going to be working with opening relationships to five sources of love, five sources, the Holy Mother, the Holy Father, the oneness source, the love of Gaia, and the love of the soul plane here on the earth. And we're going to open to new relationships of giving and receiving love to and from these five sources of love. And each one of these sessions, our love is in our field and around us and in our chakra system is going to grow, is going to build and build and build. And on the final session of that day, we are going to call our body of love from the higher planes of source to come into our physical body, to bless our physical body, to bless our energy body that we live in here on the earth. So that's the first day. It's heart expansion, and the love vibration is playing a big part in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's for our soul to be fully receptive, to be fully open. On the second day is a day of grace. And this is the day of the WISAC ceremony. And in the morning on that day is a preparation for our mind. So our mind and our physical body are going to receive an upgrade in frequency, in connection spiritually, so that we can then in the afternoon receive that WISAC ceremony, receive a preparation for it, and then receive the actual ceremony. And we will be on the inner planes doing that together. So the inner planes is simply the realm of light that is invisible to most people, but it's there. Spirit is there, right there with us, around us, inside us, and within all of life, within every tree, rock, within every star. So on the inner planes of this light is where this ceremony takes place. And we receive this great empowerment for our life of this immense influx of light that comes at that time. And so that's the second day, the day of grace. And the third day is the day of fulfillment. And on this day, we will be opening to the question, what are we going to do with this light that we've just received for the next year?
Mm.
How can we best utilize this light? What are our contracts with the light? What is it that we need to do over this coming year? And on this day, by the end of this day, we're going to go home with the understanding of the gifts that we have and what it is that is the highest for us to accomplish over this year, to fulfill us spiritually and to fulfill what we truly came to the earth to do. So when we're held in that WISAC light, it's much easier to receive what our contracts are, what our commissions are, what our roles and tasks are for the coming year. And so we're going to be supporting everybody to receive clarity with that so that we can walk away and know our spiritual direction for the year.
That sounds like a lot for 3 days.
It is, but we accomplish it because we are all transmitters of frequency. We are all transmitters of divine energy. We don't just speak. we transmit energy from our own core and from all the beings merged with us. We deliver divine energy. We deliver divine assistance. We deliver dispensations. We use the power of sound to move the energy very quickly. And there are immense number of beings with us, angels, archangels, enlightened ones, and they do the work. They do 90% of the work to move the energy for us if we agree to it. We need to do 10%. We need to acknowledge that we are holding something that no longer serves us. We need to honor this. We need to love it. And we need to forgive something, and then the enlightened ones and the angels and all the beings can lift it from us. So WESAC is a very special time because our life can completely turn around through this grace of this immense light. Because the light is the power of the light can transform, transmute. So we're utilizing the power of the light to give ourselves an upgrade.
An upgrade. I like that. So now tell us, how can people get become a part of this WESAC celebration?
Okay. So we have a website.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to type it in here.
TheSiriusLibrary.com.
Okay.
S-I-R-I-U-S, like the star Sirius, thesiriuslibrary.com.
Okay, there we go.
And on the homepage, there's an events bar, and we go there and we scroll down to WESAC 2019, or we can simply Google WESAC 2019 and it'll come up with the Sirius Library on your search.
Hold on, I'm pulling this up, and then I think if I can get to this, I'm going to share my screen.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on the right page?
Yep.
Okay, so hold on one second here, Amayama. I'm going to have to go back here to be live for a moment and share my desktop screen and a Chrome tab and the Sirius Library. Woohoo! I love it when it works. My phone's decided we needed to talk to it. That's weird. So oh, I said Sirius. Siri. Oh, he thought I said Siri. Okay, so now can you see, can everybody see the screen? No, I haven't taken it to the broadcast. There we go.
And Amaya, where do we go to once we're on the Sirius Library webpage? What did you say we needed to link into?
Events.
Oh, I see it. Okay, events.
And click on WESAC 2019. You can click on the Buddha.
There's Buddha. And now it's opening. There we go. Yeah. So WESAC, May 17th through 19th, with yes. Buddha, the Holy Mother, and the Enlightened Masters. Is that correct?
Yes.
There we go. Oh, and there you are.
There are the three teachers who are going to be facilitating WESAC this year. And live in New York. And it's got a little bit about WESAC there.
Uh-huh.
And we can download the WESAC program. There are the 3 days. The overview of the 3-day event.
Okay.
And
the day of soul fulfillment. Whoops. And so there's a lot of information right here on this site for everybody.
Yes.
So I that's what I would suggest is if you are interested in this, to go to thesiriuslibrary.com and then click on events. And you'll be able to get to all of this. Now, if we download the full program, I don't know if that's going to work here with
everything running.
With everything running. But tell us what would be in the full WESAC program. Does it tell you like what time to be where or that kind of thing?
Yes, it tells you the timing of all the events and the description of each event. There's a good description of each session, each of the sessions for each day, which is quite detailed and maybe interesting for readers to look at and read and have a feel into your own heart about whether that resonates with you and whether it's time for you to receive this blessing of the WESAC light.
Mm. Right. So you probably can't see this, but people are making comments and we can see them here. And someone asked, is there a way to be part of this online? And I did see it said via live stream. Mm-hmm. And is there a cost for this or a fee that people need to pay to be able to gain access, or is it free to everybody? Tell us about that.
Yes, it is an event that is a paid event, and there are a number of ways that we can join. We can join live in New York, of course, at the Tara Institute, or we can receive it online. And everybody receives the audio of the program. So you can also sign up for one day. You can sign up live in New York for one day, and you can either sign up just for the WESAC ceremony and the preparation, which is about 3 hours. That's two sessions, and that's $50, I believe, to receive, to actually enter into that ceremony consciously with all of us together in the light receiving this beautiful blessing. So that's two sessions for $50. Live stream is $200 and something for the 3 day event, and live in New York is $333 for the 3 days. But all those prices are there online.
Okay. I didn't see it when I was there, but somewhere they would be able to get to that.
Yes, they'll be able to get to that. So even if they purchase the online live stream and they can't make every event, you will all receive the audio. Everyone receives the audio, high-quality audio recordings, and that's given at the end of each day. You will receive an email with all the links to all the sessions.
Nice. And and you really, even if you can't come live, the fact that you get the audios and that this is over the course of 2 weeks, right? The power of this particular celebration is over 2 weeks, not just that weekend. So you can still gain a lot of light from that. Is that right?
So we recommend that to receive the WESAC ceremony, you need to do that within a week of that full moon, after that full moon, because after that, the power of the full moon decreases and it goes into another phase. So as long as you receive that ceremony within a...
Oh, she froze.
You froze, Amaya. I'm looking to see if it's at our end. Well, at least she froze with a pretty look on her face. You know how many times you freeze, like, with your face in some, like, contorted way? She did not. She froze quite beautifully. So, okay, I hope she can join us again here in a moment. We'll be able to hear her if that happens. So, in the meantime, Londa, you know, tell us about your past experience with WESAC, because I know you've done this on your own for a few
years. Yeah, and I've hosted groups as well in my space. And it's so fulfilling, and group energies just add to it. Mm-hmm. You know, the frequency, I swear, amps up. The angels just bring in higher octaves of light and everything, and it's so supporting. And even for a person new to this path, or just it loves, you know, just new to even meditation, we all can receive if you give yourself permission to receive and open, like Amaya said. You know, it is one of the most profound things I have done personally, as far as the power of it, and and to be able to open up and to journey, you know, kind of like journey into Wesak Valley and feel the frequency there. It's like this thing that, you know, it's almost like you have to experience it to be able to believe it sometimes, you know, because of the power of it. And I can tell you the three that are bringing it forth, the teachers within the Divine University I've worked with for several years. And if you've ever felt the frequency that the Holy Mother brings, comes through Emea, is just profound, you know, just working with her energy and just also receiving a hug from her. I've never felt a hug or the energy of a hug from somebody that has just gone through my whole being like it does when you hug Emea.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes, you know, just feeling that energy frequency transmissions that she transmits is similar to that. You know, I think in 2011, I met Emea in Brazil. And we were bringing in this incredible healing program with Koala. And Koala's done it for I don't know how many years, 30 years, done WESAC for 30 years. And this is the first time, and Emea's been right beside her side the whole time. Mm. And it's all been handed over to Emea with the support of Lay Lama and Marisha Ma Kamara. And they're... they carry such presence about them and the sounding that will take place to help move things. Like Maya said, it's through sound that we can move some of the denser frequencies. And they're able to assist us, you know, and to open to that and allow us to bring the sound through, releases frequencies, releases energies. And what we say is just energy that we're moving. Mm-hmm. Old energies. It's like cleaning house. Let's go in and clean, spring clean our house.
Out with the old.
Yep.
And then in with the new.
Yeah, exactly. And our beautiful Emea is back with us now.
Yes, here I am.
We were saying it was really cool that you didn't freeze in like some kind of contorted position. You were you looked actually quite serene.
Yes.
So I Londa was just telling us about her experiences with doing WESAC with groups and over the last few years. And I really loved what she was saying as far as, you know, doing it with the group. The group experience just kind of takes it to the next level of experience. Has that been how, you know, this came about, that you wanted to be together and be able to do these kinds of meditations with one another?
Yes, because actually the power of group is not, you know, spirit isn't 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = exponential expansion. So when we come together as a group, the power is so much greater. And when we join together, we come together in the light as souls, holding hands, holding hearts, you know, in a great circle of light, so much more can come to us. So much more can be given to us than to an individual. And that is the truth. That is the truth, that we receive more in group, more than we can receive individually, that spirit can give us individually. So it's important for all of us on the planet to come together in groups. Whatever our focus is, come together in groups, come together in groups. We will all be empowered in group. We will all accomplish more in group. And it is the time for that on our planet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So for those of you who are just joining us, because I know some people came in a little bit after we started here, we are speaking with Emea Ma Kamara. If I said that correctly, and I apologize if I keep botching.
That's perfect.
And we are having a discussion about the WESAC festival that is coming up with the full moon of May, which happens to be on May 19th. And Emea Ma is part of a group, and as well, Londa, the Sirius Library, and the Divine, which is a part of the Divine University, if I'm correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting on a WESAC celebration in New York over that weekend. But, you know, for those of us who are on the West Coast or any other part of the country that's not so easy to get to New York, you know, that we have a live stream option available. Yes. And and here again, I'm just going to post and show the website, thesiriuslibrary.com, Sirius as in the star. Yes. And going there and click on events, and that will take you to, you'll see a picture of Buddha, and click on that, and it will take you to the information for the WESAC Festival.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, Amayama, is there anything else that you want to share with us about this festival, about past experiences with it, preparation for it? What else would you like to share with us?
Well, I've been receiving WESAC for 20 years now, and I haven't missed a year because it's such a profound experience. Mm-hmm. It truly is the most profound day of the year, and that is how the angels, archangels, and all of the beings in light see it, mm-hmm. as the most profound day of the year on this planet, spiritually. It is a day of spiritual contact. Mm-hmm. It is a day of spiritual union, of uniting our life, all of our life, all of who we are, with spirit, and creating that experience of wholeness, of oneness, mm-hmm. of wellness. And through that, being empowered to open this doorway of spiritual, greater spiritual contact, we grow immensely. We mm-hmm. grow immensely, because as we grow in our light embodiment, we feel the strength of the light. We feel that light all around us in our energy field. Mm-hmm. We feel strong. We can do anything. You come to this place where nothing is impossible. No dream mm-hmm. is impossible. And we just do it and we go for it and we take one step at a time and we move through everything we need to move through. We source the light from around us and within us, and we can accomplish anything. There are so many important things to accomplish on the earth at this time. So much needs to come into balance, harmony, greater beauty. Yeah. And it is this light that is the gift that creates us to accomplish that. Without the light, we cannot accomplish it. Without the light, we become drained. When we are tired, we simply don't have enough light. That's all that is. When we don't have enough light, we're drained. What are we drained of? We're drained of the light. We may be using our light to think whatever we're thinking, and it may be draining us because we're polarizing a light. If we're judging, if we're worrying, if we have a lot of anxiety, we're using our light to create energy that is being dissipated rather than built. And when we can be positive in our thoughts, positive in our direction in life, we build our light. We build our light and our light grows and we become powerful. We actually embody that power that we are. And there's a great power inside each one of us that we are yet to tap into. Mm. And each year we can grow that through the WESAC ceremony, through the WESAC period, that portal of immense grace, of this incredible light coming to the earth. Mm-hmm. And this year where we have a very special gift with WESAC, and it is an invitation to join an ashram. And now an ashram is not a physical ashram. We're not talking about a physical ashram. We're talking about the cities of light. Just as we have cities here on the earth, in the light, in the world of light, there are cities also. And guess who lives in them? Angels, archangels, all of those beings of light. That's where they do their service. That's where they work. And so we're being offered an opportunity for everybody who registers for WESAC. We have an opportunity for free to join an ashram and to go into that ashram. And your divine presence, your soul will be going in there as you meditate, as you sleep, and receive healing, receive activations of light, receive truth, understandings about what you need in your life, what you need to understand. There's a lot of support there, and there are emissaries of light in those ashrams. And when you go there, they'll meet you and greet you, and they'll take you to where you need to be. You might need to go to a healing temple. You might need to go to all different kinds of temples for different purposes. Yeah.
That's a part of the program just this year? Or does that happen every year?
It's starting this year. It's new this year. And it's a one-year experience. And then if you want to join for another year, you can join up next year again.
Nice. So now I'm going to throw it out there to those of you who are listening. If you have questions about this festival, if you have general questions, if you want to know more about the program that they're offering, go ahead and type that in the chat, and I will happily transfer that to Amaya Ma so she can answer those for us. Mm-hmm. So how many ashrams of light are there? Just out of curiosity.
There are many, many ashrams of light, and they are oversold by the masters. Buddha has an ashram, Kutumi. I don't know if you know those enlightened masters. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them have ashrams that are connected into the earth because that's how they serve us. They serve us through those ashrams.
Michael.
That's the truth of their connection with us. Mm-hmm. That's the truth of how they serve humanity through the ashram system. So we're going to be receiving a little bit of education, you know, about these ashrams, and we can start exploring these ashrams and understanding how we can grow, how we can accelerate our growth exponentially by entering the ashrams as often as we like. We can go every day. We can go once a week. We can go once a month. But in your sleep, your soul will take you there naturally. If your soul wishes to go there, your soul will go there in sleep time. Mm-hmm. And,
we have a question from the chat. It says, do they pick us or are we already chosen?
You mean the ashrams? There are two ashrams that we're going to offer. One is called the Ashram of Divine Presence, and the Divine Presence of our soul is the enlightened part of our being that lives inside our heart chakra. We're already enlightened on another reality, not here on the earth, otherwise we wouldn't be needing WESAC, but in the Ashram of Divine Presence, it's for our soul and presence's union and for, you know, to open ourselves to the guidance of our heart, our divine presence inside our heart, the wisdom, and to support us in life because our divine presence is here to support us and we each have one. We each have one. And we can connect to our divine presence through our heart. And the other ashram is the Divine Service to Gaia. The Ashram of Divine Service to Gaia. So if we're interested in serving the animals, caring for the trees, the environment, if we're interested in working with the grids of the earth, the energy lines, and anything to do with service to Gaia, we can join that ashram and receive healing, receive grace, dispensations, unite our masculine, feminine energies. Whatever we need, we receive in those ashrams. On our path. and helps us with our projects, with mm-hmm. everything that we do in life.
So those are just, those are the two that you're working with on this particular WESAC celebration.
Well, these are the two that people can enroll in. You have a choice, either one or the other for 1 year. And if you enroll for any WESAC event, whether it's just for the ceremony with Buddha or whether it's for the whole 3 days live or on or live stream, anyone can sign up to one of these ashrams and have that experience, that grace for a year.
Am I misunderstanding what an ashram is? So this is something that's happening on the spiritual plane?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's not us getting together once a month or something?
No, there's no, it's all on the spiritual. It's all on the spiritual planes. And it's your choice of whether you go there, when you go there. And I know that your soul will take you there if you enroll at night. It will become more conscious for you in your dream state. It will be a wonderful experience of spending 1 year in an ashram of light. And I believe that we're all going to be accelerated by making that connection.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great, great, great. So at the time that you sign up for the WESAC live stream or for the festival itself, do you choose what ashram you want to be a part of, or is that just something between you and your soul?
No, you choose which one, and you will receive an email, an automated email that's got all the instructions, all the information. It's already been set up.
Gotcha.
And once you register, you will be down that on that list, and the enlightened ones, your divine presence, Gaia, will be with you, supporting you for that year.
Nice. Nice. Mm. Well, I'm out of questions. Do you have any? Am I missing something obvious?
I just wanted to say that ashrams are cities of light and healing temples.
I like that.
Temples and healing. So, you know, some artists.
The Tetons and the ones in, like, the Tetons got an ashram, you know, and Archangel Michael's connected to the ashram temple above in Lake Louise and that stuff. You know, you travel there in your dream time and you receive, you know, things.
No, I've
like
never even heard of this idea.
Oh, wow. We have to have a talk. Hey, Amaya, I have a question, because the Divine University is doing so much work with the Mamos and service work with the other. Can you, you know, explain a little bit about the work that we do other than building a new education system, or add even that in there? Where are we going with our dream of the Divine University and our mission and everything over the next several years? But, you know, you're so connected to the Mamos, and I know a lot of these funds that we're raising, we support them on so many levels and the different service work we're doing. Can you explain a little bit about that?
So some of us have been on the spiritual path for a while, building the Divine University to this level, and we have chosen to do greater service in the world. And we have been guided to use our spiritual current, our frequency, into significant projects that are going to make a difference on the planet. And so one of these projects is the Mother Project, where we are supporting the indigenous communities in Colombia, where there is a group of specific spiritual elders, whether they are young in the body or old in the body, they are spiritual elders, and they call themselves the Elder Brothers, because they have a high level of awareness, high level of spiritual awareness and spiritual development, and they are trained from birth. They are recognized at birth just like the lamas are in Tibet, and they are taken from their families and they are trained to care for our world. Their role is they are the caretakers of our world. They have been given that mission by God, by the divine, by Mother Earth herself, and she called them here. And they've been here for many, 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 many thousands of years, and they need our help right now because of the intervention that has occurred there. Their sacred sites have been used for other purposes. Some of the sacred sites aren't operating to their highest potential, and so we are creating a way of funding the reclamation, regeneration, and restoration of their sacred sites so that they can continue to do this high-level work on the planet. And so we're in the process of creating a website, which will be ready in the next month, and we will be, there will be a lot of invitations going out to people about this, of how we can help, because we can all have a place in this to offer our support in some way through networking, through connecting people together, through spreading the word, through understanding why this project is so important. So this is one of the service projects of the Divine University, but we are here today to say, come to WESAC, let go of your life, let go of your old life and start a new life. That's what the WESAC doorway is about. It's about shifting everything, shape-shifting everything, turning around and doing what your soul, what your heart really wants to do. And you are given the light and the frequency, the energy to just wash everything away, move everything away. So it's going to be easy. It's not like you have to come and you have to do a lot of work and focus. It's going to be done for you. All you need to do is honor and acknowledge and thank and say yes, and you will receive the grace, because at this special time, everyone on the planet can receive a special amount of karmic dispensation, which means if you've been in a heavy karmic situation and you come to WESAC and you really put your love and your heart and wrap your heart around this karmic situation, it can all shift and change. That's how powerful WESAC is. So I'm encouraging everybody to at least come and do the ceremony with us if you can't do all of it. And there will be so much love. The love is just going to grow and grow and grow and grow. And my prayer is that everybody feels and experiences and embodies this love, even if it's just for 5 minutes, to understand how incredible we are, and that what our potential is to embody so much light and so much love. And so
and everyone knows we could use it right now, that's for sure.
Yes, and that's why WESAC is, we're spreading the word far and wide, because it really is an incredible, most profound time.
Nice.
Universal.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Amayama, and sharing this information. I'm going to show once more the web address, thesiriuslibrary.com, where you can go and find more information. Just click on the events tab, and once you get to the events page, click on Buddha, and you will be taken to the information about WESAC, about the celebration, how to join in, and all of that information will be right there for you. So again, it seems like a pretty profound thing to participate in.
Yes.
Like you said, it's pretty easy. And who doesn't want more love, and who doesn't want more light?
Yes.
Very
Thank
nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Janet, for having me on there here.
Thank
and I just send all my love to everybody, wrapping my heart around everybody. Whether you come to WESAC or not, may the light of Buddha bless you during this full moon. Thank you so much. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you, Amaya. Have a very good day for you and for all of you listeners, wherever you are in the world. Make it a great evening, a great afternoon, a great morning. We'll see you. I will see you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on the Living Astrology Facebook page. Mwah. Much love to you all. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye, Amaya.
Bye, Amaya.
Bye.